This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, January 22, written by Ari Leader. Bread in Bethlehem. From Ruth 3. Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed. Naomi and her family had left Bethlehem because of a famine, and she returned years later at the beginning of a harvest. Through Ruth, God had begun to alleviate Naomi's food problems with regular visits to Boaz's fields. But Naomi was still bereft of her husband and sons. Who would fill that emptiness? When Ruth returned from the threshing floor, she poured out 6 measures of barley, telling Naomi that Boaz had said, "Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed." Naomi was ecstatic because she recognized that with this food, Boaz had put a down payment on her family's future. "Silver or gold I do not have," said the Apostle Peter. "But what I do have, I give you." And in Jesus' name he told the lame man to walk, and the man was able to walk, and to jump, and to praise God too. In a similar way, Naomi was given renewed life. Ruth would bear a son. Naomi would have a family to take care of her. And through that family, Israel would receive a king who would bring an end to the emptiness of the time of the judges. We too have received a down payment. You are marked in Christ with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance unto the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Will you pray with me? Help us, Lord, to live faithfully by your Spirit's guidance as we look forward to the time when our redemption will be complete. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.